This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. Okay, now that you've paid your mortgage or your rent or your closing costs, how much do you have left over? More to the point, how much of what's left do you carry around as cash? Not much, am I right? More people are going cashless these days as technology makes it easier to deal in digital dollars. And that's bad news for churches. Houses of God still receive the bulk of their donations in cash or checks. But, as Shannon Mullen reports, some churches have traded their collection baskets for newfangled devices.
The Cathedral of the Holy Cross in Boston is the mother church of the city's Catholic Archdiocese. Its rector, Father Kevin O'Leary, says the building costs a lot to maintain.
We're looking at maybe $1.5 million to keep it from falling in outside.
Then there's the free clinic, the food pantry, school programs for low-income kids. The church still collects most of its donations in baskets on Sunday, in cash or checks. But O'Leary says his congregation's getting younger, and the way parishioners give is changing.
People carry less and less cash. It really is, myself included. And credit cards are used for everything. And I think, really, it is the reality in the near future, if not the present.
Just inside the main entrance of the cathedral, I ran into Joey LaMartina, who stopped by the gift store. He says he tries to get to church every Sunday.
I will go to like a Walgreens or somewhere to pick up some cash before I go to church, just because I oftentimes will find myself showing up here and realizing I don't have any cash on me.
Enter the digital collection kiosk. The cathedral installed the touchscreen unit in December, mounted on a shelf under a big stained glass window. Now tourists and parishioners like LaMartina can use it to make donations with a credit or debit card any day of the week.
If I didn't have cash on me, I would absolutely do that. I personally didn't even know that this was something that exists.
The company that makes the kiosks, SecureGive, says a learning curve is normal. Stuart Baker is director of business development.
You know, sometimes it takes, you know, 4 or 5 months just for the congregation to kind of understand, first off, that it's even there and to realize, you know, what it's there for.
Baker says the kiosks usually pay for themselves in a few months. They start at $1,500 plus a setup cost and a $40 monthly licensing fee. About 900 churches are using them nationwide, and Baker says sales have tripled since the company rolled out an iPad version last fall. Some models print receipts for people to put in the collection basket so they don't feel guilty when it passes by. And those with smartphones can use mobile apps to donate right from the pew. Most churches still use collection plates, but each year more offer some way for people to give electronically. Brian Cluth studies religious philanthropy for an annual State of the Plate survey. He says over 40% of churches now accept donations online, through kiosks or other digital methods, a 10% bump from 4 years ago. And Cluth adds, the percentage of people who give electronically is going up too.
We are in a world where it's not about the methodology that people give, not even the frequency, but being faithful. And I encourage churches, give them any opportunities they can to help them be faithful. And if people can do that electronically, then help them to do that.
Some churches don't want people in debt donating with credit cards. And some philanthropy researchers say kids might not donate as adults if they don't see their parents putting money on the collection plate. On the upside, Cluth says e-giving tends to be more consistent than cash, like online bank transfers that go through even when a donor skips church. And back in Boston, Father O'Leary thinks e-donors are more generous than those in his flock who still carry cash.
I think people feel freer to use their credit card, and I think it actually does. If you have to go into your wallet and say, should I give 2 or 5, and nobody knows my name, you might give the 2, but who knows.
In Boston, I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.